Josh Peck here. I wanted to continue what we were talking about in the previous video. We were talking about Helena Blavatsky and how her doctrines prove that New Age is Satanism. It's the same thing, and we talked about that with Anton LaVey video as well. I wanted to expand a little bit more on Blavatsky and how it goes to this larger theme that New Age will borrow from science and then try to say that science supports it somehow. And Blavatsky is no stranger to this. She did the same thing by interpreting evolution into Eastern avatars from in her book Isis Unveiled. So I wanted to talk about that today and how this is still being accepted in some circles. If you haven't had a chance, make sure you subscribe. You click on the little bell, let YouTube know that you want to be notified whenever I am able to release a video. And yeah, if you're one of the lucky few, I think YouTube sends a few hundred, maybe as much as 1,000 notices every time I upload a video. But you know, these videos with 30,000 subscribers, if I do a video and it only gets 200 or 300 views and there's no one in the comment section complaining about anything, then clearly the numbers are being skewed. So I don't really know how many people are actually able to see this. There have been times in the past where I've noticed people have had more comments than they did views, which doesn't make any sense. It's kind of impossible. So YouTube is not notifying anybody. Just click the bell and tell YouTube you always want to be notified, but probably you're just going to have to go to Josh Peck Disclosure every day and check and see if there's a new video, because on there, right on the homepage, I embed playlists from all of my outlets. So Chalk Talk, Multiverse, Skywatch, this channel, it's all on there. So you can go there every day and see when a new video is up. JoshPeckDisclosure.com. It's probably the easiest way to do it. And if you are able to see this, please leave a comment, share it, give it a thumbs up if you like it. That would help out greatly. Now, this information comes from a book that me and Stephen Bancars wrote together. Stephen Bancars was a big-time New Ager. He used to be one of the most famous New Age bloggers in history, basically. But he has given up New Age. He converted to Christianity years ago. And so we wrote this book together called The Second Coming of the New Age. And it's about how New Age philosophy has entered into the church in ways that we wouldn't normally expect. So this information comes from there. If you want to get the book, you can click on the link in the description below. If you're viewing this on YouTube, there's a link, or just go to skywatchtvstore.com. Also, keep an eye on Skywatch TV, the show, because we have some upcoming episodes for the book that we're writing. So somebody's looking at me. Yeah, so where my office is located at Skywatch, it's right next door to the studio, and I see Derek Gilbert is getting ready to record something. Oh, okay, all right. Just want to make sure I wasn't interrupting you, and apparently I'm not, so that's good. So anyway, yeah, getting back into this idea of New Age borrowing from science. They also borrow from Christianity too, but we're going to talk about mainly science in this video. How the New Age will borrow from science. Now, regardless whether or not every individual Christian accepts any version of evolution as truth or as deception, regardless of all that, let's just take what mainstream science says, whether they're right or wrong on this issue, they generally regard it as true. And again, the New Age is borrowing from science to try to bolster up their own claims. So science has thought that this is true for quite some time. And it seems whenever science has deemed something as true, there's a temptation by teachers of various spiritual beliefs to incorporate it into their own already held beliefs. And the idea is, if science is true and if the beliefs are attached to the science, then the beliefs must be true too. And this is why New Age latches on to quantum physics so much. So Helena Blavatsky, in her book Isis Unveiled, she did something similar to what New Age is doing with quantum physics, which we'll have to talk about in another video. But she attempted to tie in Darwinian evolution with Hinduism. So Vishnu is regarded as a Hindu deity of preservation, who's said to exist in a progression of various avatars. So the 10 avatars, they're called the Dash
Dash Avatara, excuse me, and they're described in the ancient text called Puranabharati. It's a very difficult words to say. So Hinduism teaches 9 of these avatars have occurred in the past, and the final avatar is expected to occur in the future as an entity known as Kalki. And this happens at the end of the Kali Yuga, which is one of the last, which is the last stage of 4 in a cycle that the world goes through. And it's taught that Vishnu will descend in the form of the avatar Kalki in order to restore cosmic order, things like that. So this is foretold in the Bhagavata Purana. It says, quote, at that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear on the earth, acting with the power of pure spiritual goodness. He will rescue eternal religion. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master of all moving and non-moving living beings, and the supreme soul of all, takes birth to protect the principles of religion and relieve his saintly devotees from the reactions of the material world, end quote. So the list of avatars varies depending on which region and sect, but the standard list is basically this. So number one is Matsya, the fish. Vishnu took the form of a fish to warn Vaisavada of a great flood. Vaisavada then built a boat to save his family and 7 sages. This account, of course, is reminiscent of the story of Noah in the book of Genesis. 2, Kurma, the tortoise. The devas and asuras tried to obtain the nectar of immortality by using Mount Mandara to churn the ocean of milk, and this put the mountain in jeopardy of being destroyed. So Vishnu took the form of a tortoise to support its weight. 3, Vihara, the boar, a demon called Hiranyaksha, took the earth to the bottom of the cosmic ocean. Vishnu took the form of a boar to place the earth in its original place by carrying it in its tusks after defeating the demon. 4, Narasimha, the half man, half lion, the older brother of the previously aforementioned demon, was given a boon from Brahma, which made it so he could not be killed by man or animal, inside or out, day or night, on earth or in the stars, with a weapon either living or inanimate. Finding loopholes to all conditions, Vishnu took the form of a human with the head and paws of a lion to kill the evil older brother at the courtyard threshold of his house at dusk with his claws while he lay on his thighs. 5, Vamana, the dwarf. Vishnu descended in the form of a dwarf to petition Bali for 3 strides of land, only to later turn into a giant, thereby making the strides much larger. 6, Parashurama, the warrior with an axe. Parashurama is the first warrior saint in Hinduism. He was born of earthly parents and was given an axe by Shiva. He was immortal and is believed to be still alive today in the Mahendra Mountains. 7, Rama, the prince and king of Ayodhya. Sita, the wife of Rama, is taken by the demon king of Lanka, Ravana. Rama defeated the king and saved Sita. 8, Krishna, the 8th son of Devaki and Vasudev. Descriptions of Krishna vary. Sometimes he's a young child playing a flute or a prince offering guidance. Sometimes he's portrayed as a hero, a godchild, or supreme being. Krishna is said to ride a chariot pulled by 4 horses. Buddha, that's 9, the founder of Buddhism. Descriptions of Buddha vary as well. At times he's seen as leading heretics and demons away from the teaching of the Vedas. Other times he's seen as a teacher of nonviolence. And lastly, 10, Kalki, the final incarnation. Kalki is understood as the final incarnation of Vishnu. It is said he will ride a white horse with a sword that blazes like a comet. Okay, so in 1877, Helena Blavatsky published her first major work, which we talked about in the previous video, a book called Isis Unveiled, in which she interpreted the Dash Avataras as representing the progression of biological evolution. She interpreted the avatar list as this. 1, Matsya, the fish, the first class of vertebrates, evolved in water. 2, Kurma, amphibious, living in both water and land, but not to confuse with the vertebrate class amphibians. Vihara, wild land animal, Narasimha beings that are half animal, half human, which is, you know, indicative of emergence of human thought and intelligence and powerful wild nature. Vimana, short, premature human beings. You can see where this even veers away from typically understood evolution. So, you know, she's having to make things fit here, and she's going to have to, she has to make some wide stretches that don't really follow the evolutionary, what's regarded as the evolutionary sequence. Six, Parasurma, early humans living in forests and using weapons. Seven, Rama, humans living in community, beginning of civil society. Eight, Krishna, humans practicing animal husbandry, political advanced societies. Nine, Buddha, which is humans finding enlightenment. 10, Kalki, advanced humans with great powers of destruction. So, you know, of course, that's what is believed heavily in New Age, but also in occultism, which again, they're two words for basically the same thing that we're supposed to ascend to, is this Kalki manifestation. So I just wanted to cover that quickly today to just kind of put a cap on what we talked about in the previous video about how Helena Blavatsky proved that Satanism and New Age are the same thing. And here's just more evidence of that, that New Age is willing to borrow from any religion, any science. But the thing that they stay away from, they'll twist Christianity. They'll attempt to borrow from Christianity. But the issue is they really can't, because Christianity is totally incompatible with New Age. When you actually have true biblical Christianity, when you have what Jesus's actual teachings are completely incompatible. So you can't make it fit unless you twist and do that. And it's just, it's actually, you know, it's like that with science. Science does not support any New Age claim whatsoever. When you dig deeply enough into the research and into the materials that are available, you find that a lot of, if they ever even cite a study, the interpretation of the study is twisted, or there's just something funny going on. So even that doesn't support it. Even if evolution were true, and, you know, whatever people want to believe about that, that's up to the individual, but whatever, even if it were true, it still would not support this weird idea of these avatars and what Helena Blavatsky was trying to make it fit into. It wouldn't support it at all. And it's just a weird interpretation of an already divisive topic of science. So anyway, so I wanted to talk about that. Again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe, share this video, leave me a comment, tell me what you think. Tell me if you keep telling me if you're getting these notifications. Anyway, it turns out most people aren't. I've gotten, you know, from the 300 or so that watched the last video, I got about half the people that responded. Half said that they did not get a notification and that they either went to the website or they found it by other means. That website again is joshbeckdisclosure.com, or the other half said that they did get notified. But again, so out of 300, you know, I got maybe 30 comments, and, you know, maybe 10 of them were in regards to getting notifications. Five said that they didn't, five said that they did. So, you know, I think my previous estimation of 1 in 30, you know, I figured maybe 1,000 people were getting notifications out of a 30,000 subscriber list. I don't think 1 in 30. I think 1 in 30 is being too generous. I think it's probably closer to 1 in 100 are getting notifications. I don't think 1,000 notifications even are going out. So YouTube is heavily failing on that part, and every channel, especially ones that talk about Christianity and conservatism, every channel is suffering for it. So you can do your part to help by going to joshbeckdisclosure.com, viewing the videos there, subscribing, clicking the bell, even though you basically got the same chances of winning the lottery as you do actually getting notified, and just remembering to check this channel every day, or just check the website every day. That's the best thing to do. All right. Well, all that being said, thank you so much for watching, and until next time, take care and God bless.